For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. 3 weeks ahead of President Trump's meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, there's doubt about whether it will happen. The president says talks on the Singapore meeting are moving along, but he now suggests the date might also move.
It may not work out for June 12th, but there's a good chance that we'll have the meeting.
Sitting alongside the South Korean president, Mr. Trump said conditions for the talks with the North still have to be met. He didn't describe when asked what those conditions are.
Whether or not it happens, you'll be knowing pretty soon, but we're talking right now.
The president was asked whether he could assure Kim Jong-un's safety. The president said, quote, he will be safe. North Korea says it's closing and dismantling its main nuclear testing site. They say the site is still usable and that closing it is a gesture of goodwill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777. 800-722-7777.
A business partner of Michael Cohen, President Trump's personal attorney, has agreed to cooperate with state and federal investigators as part of a plea deal. New York Times reporter William Rochbaum says Afghani Friedman will avoid jail time.
He was originally accused of failing to pay more than $5 million dollars in taxes, which are really sort of fees that are levied on taxi companies. But he will be required to pay at this point about $1 million in restitution to the state.
Police in Baltimore County say they want 16-year-old DeWant Anthony Harris to be tried as an adult in the death of Officer Amy Caprio. Officials say he ran her down with a Jeep. County Police Chief Terrence Sheridan.
It could have worked better in this particular case. This 16-year-old perhaps shouldn't have been out.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A country in South America is facing even more sanctions. With more on the story, here's USA's Chris Barnes from Washington.
President Trump endorsing new economic sanctions against Venezuela, signing them one day after the Venezuelan socialist president Nicolas Maduro won elections widely panned as fraudulent. The sanctions stopping short of clamping down on that South American country's oil industry, but they do severely limit Venezuela's abilities to liquidate its assets. In fact, the president said while signing the executive order, it will stop Venezuela's government from running what he called a fire sale of assets. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Motorists across the country are really feeling the increase in gasoline prices, and those who depend on others for a hot meal are also being hit. With more on the story, here's John Clemens.
Analyst Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price at the pump is up 56 cents from last year at this time.
Average price for a gallon of gasoline now $2.93 a gallon. That's up over 5 cents versus last week.
Rising gas prices are also having an impact on those who depend on others to make sure they get a good meal. Jenny Young is with the National Office of Meals on Wheels America.
Rising gas prices really do impact our volunteers because they are using their personal vehicles to make deliveries.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.